Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. The cup fill and overflow. So here, the overflow right here after the Sunday, after the Sabbath service here, the first day service known as the Sunday service on the Inn and the Irish. So here we're refreshing the board and looking at the board. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, so hopefully the live stream will be coming on soon. Just refreshing the boards right here. So we're at the fourth Aliyah, right here. We're beginning the fourth Aliyah for this 15th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Very, very interesting. I'd like to get into some additional studies on it, but just kind of announcement to ones calling, Sunday service beginning right now. A good week. Be strong. I hear this a little bit in the Hebrew. Yeah, come.
Calling. Sunday service beginning right now. Good week. Be strong. Itkashu b'shirut yom rishon shematchil mamash achshav. Shavu tov, tihye chazak.
Yes, tihye chazak. Be strong. So sabbatically speaking, here we're picking up with the first day service right here. We also have today's, or yesterday's daily psalm. Here we're on the cusp, you know, between the evenings, which is interesting, the whole phrase, between the evenings. That's when the Pesach occurs. When does it occur? It's between the evenings. So here for the after the Shabbat service, coming up to the first day service, technically, we are between, we could say, between the evenings right here. So here, we're at the eve, we can say, according to Jah word, properly looking at time, the evening comes before the day. You know, the night precedes the day, not the other way around like in Babylon. So for the Friday evening, that's the beginning of the Shabbat after the sun goes down. That's technically, according to HaTorah, when the new day begins at evening. So we have the evening service. So right here, even if those early Iowas in some zones right here, here is the Sunday or the Yom HaRishon. Yom HaRishon in the Hebrew is the first day. In the Amharic, we say Ehud, right? And way of greeting, like a good first day, Melkam Ehud. Hebraically, we say Shavuot Tov, Shavua. Shavua is like the 7 days to come, seeing this is the first of the seven, you know, where we commanded to work those days so we can rest. One commandment, the Shabbat is not just rest. No, it's 6 days you shall work, and the seventh day, right, is the rest. And now here we come to the first day service, technically the beginning, right, of the new Shavuot, the new strong. Right, so coming up out of the Shabbat time, but here still with the reasoning in our hearts and minds. So let's begin. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Santo, this is Officer Jimmy. Looks like we got two Rastafarians down here on I-10. Definitely some marijuana, possibly some firearms. Need two squad cars down here.
What?
Zion of Judah shall break every chain.
yes, yes, yes. Well, fam, near and far gathering right here, here, here. Let's just reason a little bit on the plagues of Mitzrayim. Like to touch on the metaphysics. Remember the Hebrew two truths. So, yeah, we can talk about the land, right, or the outer, but what about the inner, the metaphysical aspect of Mitzrayim, you know, in the reality, you know, of the new covenant liberty. But the plagues of Mitzrayim, a.k.a. the plagues of Egypt. Now, in the Hebrew, we know them as the Makot, Makot, from Maka. Maka means like to hit, like hit somebody, Maka. Like really, from Naka, Naka, Naka and the Maka, Naka, like a hit. But here we have the Makot, right? Brought out in translation as the plagues, Makot, Mitzrayim. Now, Mitzrayim in the Hebrew brings out the true context of that ancient land that many ones might refer to as Kemet. True, it was known as Kemet from like the 11th, 12th dynasty forward. But if you look at all the Nesubati, Nesubiti, the different pharaohs or kings of Egypt, if you look at their cartouches, you'll see that they always said that they were the kings or the great houses, the per-a-a in the ancient Metunet, per-a-a. This is what we have in the Hebrew par-o. Great house, right? Great house. Like we say, the White House. The White House says this, the White House, right? Or 10 Downing Street. It's not really the street that's saying anything, but it's, you know, that is a symbolic way of referring, right, to that government, that seat of power, and the particular, you know, ruler, right, in representation. So Mitzrayim refers to the ancient, you say, name of that land, as some enunciate as from the hieroglyphic interpretation as the Sematawe or the Smaitawi, Smaitawi or the Sematawa, right? The Sematawa, the unification of the two Ta. The Ta we have as land. So it's also known as the Tameri. So the real name is really the two lands, the two lands, even though there was different areas like the name for, what is it, Memphis? Nomenpatah, right, or some even bring out the Hetkapata from the hieroglyphs as best interpreted and brought out, the Hetkapata, right, or when you contract it, Hetkapata, Egypta. This is where we get later on the reference as Egypt, right, from the Greek. But we do know that, yes, the people refer to the Kemet. And the Kemet was that rich, dark silt that came down from the Horn of Africa. You know, the Taneta, that's what they refer to, the Horn of Africa. And the southern part of Arabia was known to the ancient, you could say Mitzrayim, the ancient Egyptians, as the land of the gods, the Taneta land, or the Kui land, the Kush land. Right, so Mitzrayim is actually very much accurate, right? If you read and study the Hebrew, you find that when Yosef, Yawasaf's narrative, it speaks about how the people had even sold their land over through Yosef, right, the wazir, to Paro. And we know historically that there was changes, right, in the systems of government. This is how we can, you know, correspond the scriptural narrative with what is available of the grave robbing, you know, historical art and facts. We're thankful for the information, but still we can't let them get away with that. You know, they just basically grave robbed. But we find that even from a proper study of the archaeology, right, and the proper knowledge of being able to study the Hebrew, not getting lost in the translation, we see that enough of what's in the Hebrew is very accurate. The reason why a lot of consensus scholarship don't agree is because many of them don't speak Hebrew. What about the other Jews? Well, they know some things are true, but then there's that racial aspect there as well. But we'll touch on that as it's being touched on. The plagues of Mitzrayim, known as the Makot Mitzrayim, they refer to a series of calamities, judgments that befell Mitzrayim by the hand of El Elohe Yisrael, the Almighty, the power, the Elohim, Elohe Yisrael, the Netzer of Netzers, referred to Elohim, as the nature of natures. Yes, in Egypt, they refer to the different gods or the different attributes, right? The fragmented attributes of the one he who be who he be, right? This is recounted here in the book of Exodus or the Yetziat Mitzrayim, also known as Exodus in the Hebrew, referred to the book of Exodus as Shemot, or the names. Since there were a total of 10 distinct makot, hits, right, or plagues that was delivered upon Mitzrayim. It's also another word for like a plague used in the Hebrew, nega. The Hebrew talks about the naga. But what about the nega? The nega. Sounds interesting. Now, these plagues, right, are referred to collectively as the 10 plagues, or Hebraically as the Eser Hamakot, 10, the plagues, the 10 plagues. Now, in the previous Torah reading and feeding, Parashat Vayera, and I appeared. Wa era, I appeared. You know, there's a Torah reading and feeding that's known as, Vayera, Sierra, Yera is he appeared, and era is I appeared. Just the importance of the vowels, you know, in Hebrew to really make sense. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12, Ha Elohim, Hailahim, the nature of natures, Eloheinu, our Elohim says that on all the Elohei Mitzrayim, on all the gods, the Netcher, the Netaru of Mitzrayim, I will execute judgments. Thus, the Makot, right, are thought, some say, to be symbolic of the defeat of the various gods or the various different denominations. You know, if you really want to defeat people, you defeat their belief system. Their belief system basically gives them, empowers everything else. This is why, brothers and sisters, so many of them trying to hit us up with the Bible or a lot of disinfo, you know? But what does it say in the Hebrew? Thus, the plagues are thought to be symbolic of the defeat of the various Netaru, the Elohim, that were venerated, you know, in ancient Egypt through their own priesthood. You know, aren't the priests of ancient Egypt men and people? So they can be good ones or they can be other ones. This was a bad time. Not saying that all the time was a bad time, just putting it into perspective. The ancient Egyptian mythology or the belief system, some might refer to it as so-called occultism, but that's a fancy word that just means hidden, you know, hidden. Because one's belief, unless they tell you what they believe, and unless you can really discern their activities, how would you know? It's somewhat hidden. But these 10, right, the Makot Mitzrayim, the Eser HaMakot, just to go through it a little bit from the previous Torah reading and feeding to where we are right here with the 15th sabbatical known as Bo, which can mean in the Hebrew to come in or to enter, right? In a sense, also has a command, it can mean to go. Like speaking to a man, I'm saying to a man, Bo, I'm telling him to go. If I'm speaking to a woman, like Boyi, speaking to she. But here, speaking to Moshe and Aaron, you know, almost as one, right? Bo, to go in, to come in. But let's look at these and what they may correspond with in ancient Mitzrayim, in ancient Egypt. And the good part of all their grave robbing of those ancient African black people is the possible and probable and a lot of the likely knowledge that we can get. So let's put it together, these 10 plagues. The first one, the first plague was water to blood, right? The water, the my singular, mayim, water to dam, right? To damim, the water to blood in Exodus chapter 7, verses 14 to 25. This can refer to the Smaitawi, Tameri, or one might say today the Kemetic, the Mitzrayim Netter, or the Mitzrayim Elohim, or God, or denomination, right, that regarded Hapi, or Kanum, And Hapi was said to be the Neter, right? In translation, that would be for us in the Hebrew, the Elohim, the power or the God, so to speak, of the Nile, of the water. Secondarily, there was the Maka of the frogs, the Sephardea, right? The Sephardea, 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 the frogs, right? In Exodus chapter 7, verses 25 to Exodus 8, 11. This here, right, when we look at the correspondence, so they had many different denominations, right? Many ones will say, well, all of these Neteru in ancient Egypt, these Elohim, are just divine aspects, though they are personified as person and given, you know, personal narratives as people or as entities. Some say that they are only attributes, right? But these attributes were believed as different denominations. Right? It's almost like today we have people say they're Christian, right? But then you got to go a little deeper than that. Are you Catholic? Are you Protestant? Are you, you know, evangelical, Pentecostal, Baptist? You know, you know where I'm going? You could go down that list. You see what I'm saying? Even though they all will refer as Christian to a Jesus Christ and to the gospel, but each one would take some things or leave out some things or say, we're Pentecostal because it's all about Pentecost. We're Baptist because it's all about the baptism. You know, we're evangelical because it's all about putting out the gospel. We're Catholicos, Catholicos, because we are universal. We're Protestant because we're protesting against the Black Madonna. Oh, you know that was a part of it. Anyway, go to the second one. The frogs, the Sephardea, in Exodus chapter 7, verse 25 to 8, 11, this against the Neter or the Netert, speaking of the feminine aspect. What's interesting is that in the Hebrew, some of the attributes of Yahweh, right, of Jehovah, right, of Jehovah, right, some of his attributes are feminine. It's interesting that his right hand is often personified, as it were, as she. Like it says, his right hand, right, shall teach thee, she shall teach thee terrible things. His wisdom, chokmah, right, even from the beginning, even in Proverbs chapter 8, right, it goes into detail that she was there even in the beginning, and she was, one might interpret it like this from, you know, the Western Gentile belief system, like a co-creator, you know, alongside, even though she says, you know, she was brought forward that, yes, in her. This is what it's meant when it says that he, in his wisdom, then his wisdom is she. So these male and female attributes of the one power are even there according to the Hebrew, but once again, things get lost in translation and also in counterfeit Christianity, in the white one, in the judgment that we have gone through over these years. So the second one, the Sephardea, referring to Heket, the Netert, or the goddess, the feminine attribute of fertility and water, it is said. Thirdly, we had the lice, or the vermin. The lice, or the vermin in Hebrew, we refer to as the kinim, the kinim, the kinim. The kinim in Exodus chapter 8, verses 12 to verse 15, may refer to the netter known as Geb, right, or the ancient Mitzrayi Elohim, or God principle of the earth. Fourthly, we have the Arob. The Arob, Arob, ancient pointing, modern Hebrew, the Arob. The Arob. The Arob, or the Arob, is the swarms. The Arob, the swarms, in Exodus chapter 8, verses 20 to 32. And here this may refer to the Mitzri Neter, known as Khepri, the Khepri, 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 or some say Kepra, Khepri, but the Khepri, right, is also referred to as the Lord or master of flies and beetles. What's interesting is that I think the prophet Joel, Jehovah says something interesting. He says, and he was sent forward, I was sent forward my great army, right? And he's speaking about the creeping things, the insects, right? Just to point to a unified, you could say, root, right, of the truth. excuse me, even beyond, of course, beyond Yisrael as a nation, as a people, but also beyond Mitzrayim, beyond Egypt, and also beyond Sumer and the rest of that, you know, and India, you know, and getting all the way back to the beginning, before the languages were divided and people made decisions for themselves. And some of those decisions went away from the truth. Number five, there was a pestilence known in the Hebrew as the Deber, right? Modern Hebrew, the Deber. The Deber is the pestilence. Exodus chapter 9, verses 1 to 7 could refer to, right, according to what we know, the Mitzri, the Kemetiu, the Kemetic, Apis. Some refer to this as a god/goddess, right? Some attributes, you know, are mutable at times, of animals, the pestilence, right? The Dever vis-a-vis Apis. So the context here was basically saying that the Elohim of the Hebrew is the Netzer of Netzers, the Netzer of Netzeru, is the Netzer of Netzeru, right? Our King is the King of Kings. Our Lord is the Lord of Lords. Our God is the God of Gods, right? And therefore, this contest, so to speak, was to demonstrate that what they, from our view as Hebrews, had fragmented, right? And a lot of their priests had, like they do with even church and different religions, you know, if you don't know enough for yourself, you know, you get hoodwinked and bamboozled. This is why we say, give us a teaching. And this is why we focus on the teaching. So iron can sharpen iron. The sixth is the boils, right? Or the Shechin is the boils in Exodus chapter 9, verses 8 to 12. This is said likely to refer to Oset or to Yisit, right? Known as, some say Oset, others will say Isis, the Netart, the goddess or aspect principle of the nature, right? And healing. The seventh, the hail and fire, known as the Barad, hail and, or Barad the Aish, and the fire. This is in Exodus chapter 9, verses 13 to 35. This is said to refer to Nut, their concept and conception of Nut, known as Nut, a sky in the earth, a sky goddess or principle, and sister of the Neter, an ancient Kemet of the earth known as Keb or Geb. The eighth one, the locust, known as the Arbe is a locust. In Exodus chapter 10, verses 1 to 20, this being directed against Sut or Sut Typhon, known as Seti, right? The god of storms, the Netter of the storms, as well as Netter of disorder, the locust. Now, here's what's interesting. That locust is a living creature, symbolic type that's used in the prophets. But in many of the interpretation, like in modern times, taking the old mythos, but interpreting it scientifically today, can also refer to immigration. You know how they refer to the people coming like locusts, and you know the locusts come and they eat up the resources. So if you get a lot of other people like into your house, like, you know, if you got food for a month, and you get a whole bunch of people staying up in your house, you know that food's only gonna last a week. And you might say they just came in like locusts and ate up everything. So this shows how the sign language, right, by that true spirit of prophecy was interpreted, right, in a very ancient scientific way. The number nine, Makot, right, we have known as the darkness, right, referred to as the Hoshek. It says that the Hoshek, right, what's interesting, it says that the darkness, right, that can be felt. You notice that in Exodus chapter 10, where we had left off of the previous Aliyah, right, the third before we complete this here in the Sunday service. It says, and Yahuwah said to Moshe, stretch out thy hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. My daughter. Now, I want to make this point, you know, and because of the racism, that disease in the Gentiles' mind, that when we hear the word darkness, we would think it means blackness. Or we hear a term blackness, and it's always talking about our skin complexion. There are different words in the Hebrew. I just want to point that out. But here in verse 21, Exodus chapter 10, verse 21, Vayomer Yehovah El Moshe Nitei Adika Ala Hashemai, stretch forth out thy hand toward the heavens, Vehiya Hoshek, and let there be Hoshek, let there be darkness, Al Eret, on the land, Mitzrayim of Egypt. But here's the key thing, Vyamesh Hoshek, Wen Yamesh, Yamesh Hoshek. Right now, often, one would say darkness that can be felt, right? People say darkness that can be felt. Because here in the Hebrew, it's not just talking about the literal darkness, but it's like we're entering into that nowadays. I'm not going to blame social media or whatever for that. It's maybe just prophecy for that, where the darkness or the unenlightenment can be felt. It's so perceptible. You ever walk into a room and you get a vibe, and then somebody else comes in, they get the same vibe too? Interesting. You both felt that darkness, even darkness which can be felt. Vayamesh Hoshek. Then it says in the next verse, it says that Moshe stretched forth his hand toward Shemayim, toward heaven. Vayet Moshe et yado al Hashemayim. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Vayhi Hoshek, and it became Hoshek, darkness. But here it says Hoshek Afela, Hoshek Afela, right? So the request was for Hoshek, right, or Vayamesh Hoshek, Hoshek that can be felt in the sense that it can be perceived, not just darkness as physical darkness, but darkness that can be perceived even in the mind's eye. Vayehi Hosheka Afela Bekol Ereta Mitzrayi Sheloshet Yamin, 3 days. So I want to point to the Yamesh Hoshek, the darkness that could be felt, but then it said Hoshek Afela, Afela. And then we get into what the Afela is. This is the overview, but here we're corresponding here with this ninth Maka, this ninth of the Makot, which was Hoshek, darkness. And this now refers to the Neter, right, the Elohim of we, the Hebrews, against the priestly conceptions and denomination that regarded the Ray is the more proper ancient committee way of pronouncing the one they call Ra'a. But Ra'a, it's interesting, I and I Chaber did a meme. Heal up Ross Iason, I and I fellow, you know, co-laborer here in the tabernacle on the Inn and the Irid. He had did a very interesting meme. I don't know if ones and ones had seen this particular meme. We're just trying to get this meme here and share it. Some of the promotionals, you might see it out there. This one particular meme where he took one of the reasonments that we had and put some of the key words there for ones and ones, you know, for ones and ones to be able to pick up on it more for themselves. Let's bring this one up. Hopefully we can maybe put this, still this on the screen, you know, for ones and ones. But let's get this one here. Yeah. Okay, it's the one where you see I think it's like the Heru, Bird, Ray together, Rai, in ancient Kemetio, Rai means vision. Re'e in ancient Hebrew means to see, right? Ra means evil or that which is hurtful, harmful, bad, unkind, right? But we have Re'a is vision. So it's very important, even the pronunciation, Ra'a, Ra, is something that's bad, hurtful, harmful, sad, what ones will call evil, right? While you have Re is the command, right, in Hebrew to see. Re. I'm speaking to a man. I say Re, like to see. See? So just to point that out right there. So we have the tense after the ninth. The ninth, once again, the Hoshek, right, to say that Yahweh Eloheinu, the Elohim, Elohei of Ibrahim, right, is the true nature of natures. Just let us go so we can worship it. We'll leave you alone, and we just want to go. But some reason, they didn't want to let your people go. Tenth, we had the death of the firstborn, Bichorot. The Bichorot is the firstborn, the Bichorim, the firstborn, in Exodus chapter 11, verses 1 to chapter 12, verse 36. Now, what's interesting right here, right, we had now the death of the firstborn. The firstborn, the Sarah, or the Sarai, the Sarai is the Paro, is the Nesu Bati, to say the king of the two lands, the Melech, the king, who is the king of the Per'a, right, which we say in the Hebrew as Paro, ancient Egypt, the Per'a, which means the great house. He is the firstborn of firstborns within their concept and construct. He is that son of Re, right? He is the Sa-Re, right? Also, this links with Khnum, right, and Amon. Khnum and Amon, who are sometimes referred to as ram gods, or the ram was a particular totem. That's why if you go over the Exodus narrative up to this Torah reading and feeding, you'll find where Pharaoh tried to make them compromise. Too many of our people, when they marched on the Washington, D.C., the obelisk in this Gentile spiritual Egypt, they accepted that compromise. But we see wisely in the Torah narrative where Moshe and Aharon and even the elders rejected, right, the compromise. Right? There was a compromise to say, hey, listen, why don't you just worship here? In the Tameri, in the Smai Tawi, in Kemet, you can worship here in Mitzrayim. You don't have to go on, like, take a holiday. You can worship right here in the city. And what did Moshe say? He says, no, we cannot do that. He said, you want the people to stone us to death? Because we will worship in our order of worship, in our religious freedom, spirituality, how we see it, that which we will offer and do will be an abomination. He said, we will worship the abomination, right, of the Mitzrayim, right? So Pharaoh basically said, don't y'all go for 3 days. Remember, when you think about the narrative, we know it's all about Exodus, them ultimately coming out, even according as it is written, right? However, in the beginning of the narrative, right, leading up to the full of the Exodus, it was like, give us a break, right? Y'all worshiping what you worshiping. Give us a break so we can worship. Give us religious freedom. But it seems as though the Hebrews didn't have that said religious freedom. Now, of course, one will say, well, if you give that Hebrew stuff and you do it like we in Kemet, but then that's giving up, not give up. So the death of the firstborn, the Bichorim, in Exodus chapter 11, verses 1 to Exodus chapter 12, verse 36, represents Paro, the Sare, the Nesua Biti, Khnum, right, in the Neta aspect, and the Amon, the ram god. Remember the ram god. You also remember even at one time it said in Exodus that the shepherd was an abomination in Egypt, became an abomination. How could this be? Don't they have the sheep and the ram icons? Doesn't the Paro or the Sutin Nesu, right? Don't they have the crook, right? The heka and the khu, the crook and the flail. You know what I'm saying? And isn't the crook the symbol of the shepherd, the shepherd's rod, even from ancient antiquity. Instruments like that have even been found by archaeology. So how is it that the god or the king, he has these two staffs, these main two staffs? One is of the shepherds, right? And one is of the cowherds. These are two vital sectors, like within the economy and within the culture, going back to the whole hunter-gatherer, you know, and the whole Cain and Abel kind of a motif can also be read right there, Because religious denominations change. Religious denominations change. Belief systems sometimes change. Some might say we grow up, we evolve, or consequently, vis-a-vis, ones might devolve. We're not giving any particular judgment, but we're defending the teaching of His Majesty and studying to show ourselves approved. So the 10th one, referring to Paro, the great house, and the great house, Paro, is not just the king, everyone who's a part of that. So if you ever look at one of them Egyptian pyramids where they show possible order of different aspects of society with the pharaoh at the top, yeah, he was that one person, but he represented the great house. The great house was the royalty, right, the ruling royals, right, as well as the nobility, right, and certain ones who were above the so-called plebiscite, you know, the slaves, the workers, the people who are in the lower aspect of society, but it was the great house. You know what I mean? Like they talk about the 99 so-called percent, something like that. Right. Although that 99 and one, that's some crazy number there. Anyway, Horus, right, or Heru. Heru also, who was one of the chief icons. It's like when we talk about as Hebrews, we talk about Dawid, we talk about David, or even in some cases we talk about Moshe. As Shine, Brother Shine, Moshe Levi said in that audible we shared on the after the Shabbat, he said that Moshe, you know, he gave up a lot of things. He even gave up, he could have been, right, a ruler. He could have been a ruler in Mitzrayim, right? See, ones don't really understand that. If you say, well, it's all a mythology, it didn't really happen. No, it did happen. Why did Thutmose the third? Why did he destroy all of his stepmother slash sister's works, Hatshepsut? Why did he do that? You know, and if he could do that back then, then if they didn't want to talk about something, they didn't have to talk about it. But some commentators, they ask concerning the plagues, whether the plagues were intended more for the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, than for the Mitzrayim. Since the Bnei Yisrael, they had been downpressed by the powers that be of ancient Mitzrayim at that time, in that period of time, to the point of being, quote, without the breath of hope. When you look at Exodus chapter 6, verse 9, it's very interesting. It says that, how to say in the King James, I'm going to have to bring the King James, because when you study the Hebrew, you see where King James is correct sometimes, but there's a clearer understanding where it says how they did not believe. They didn't believe when Moses came and had told them, you know what was going to be. They did not believe. Let me get this part right here and just bring it out right here. I have the Hebrew in front of me, and hopefully it will trigger my memory of KJV just for right here. Oh, here it goes. And Moses spoke so to the children of Israel. Exodus chapter 6, verse 9. And Moses spoke so like this to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel. But they hearkened not to Moses. The Hebrew we bring it out for impatience of spirit and for cruel bondage. But it has a sense of shortness of spirit, shortness of breath, right? When a person is fully in anguish, you know, like if you get so turned up by something you hear or see, you know how people sometimes faint when they get really excited. They get, you say, calm down, just breathe. Just breathe, because you can tell that they're at that point of shortness of breath because of that anguish or whatever the anxiety in their psyche is. When a person is full of anguish, his breath comes in short gasps, right? Breath, breathing, spirit, spirituality. The Bnei Yisrael, they feared that Paro, that the great house, those rulers of the 18th dynasty would put them to death right after Moshe's challenge, right? And Thutmose III, he was thinking like, you do have a good claim for this, but there's still that murder charge. So Thutmose III would look inside eye at Moshe. But then when Moshe made his declaration, because you can see there seems to be, even in the Hebrew dialogue, like they kind of like know one another. You know what I mean? Almost like what you doing here? In other words, Thutmose III was in the position. He's a great king. He was a great one. Another point I want to make right here for ones and ones, because sometimes to go into the details and prove it in the Hebrew might take a little full of full, but just to summarize simply here for, attention, for the attention space of most, is that when it talks about he hardened his heart, I heard a lot of people talk about that. Why are you going to blame him if he hardened his heart? But in the Hebrew word for that, chazak, right? The word chazak is at the root. It can mean, as you say, chazak, be strong. We need chazek, right? And make us strengthen one another. Or in the Hebrew sense, chazak, be encouraged. My brother man going to do something. And he said, what you think about it? I say, chazak, right? I say, like, be strong. But I'm also encouraging him. Go ahead. Go do that. So when we read the narrative with the Hebrew science and understanding, he basically, as we would say, many of I, he encouraged him in that bad mind behavior, because he already recognized this Pharaoh, this Sutton Bat Biti, he was able to compromise. If you know anything about Thutmose, and certain things, he was able to compromise when there was a compromise, but this was a battle unlike any other battle. Thutmose III, he was like a type of a Napoleon of ancient Egypt. See, I'm going to reverse it. I'm not going to say Napoleon or Thutmose was Napoleon, but Napoleon was like him in that sense. He was a great conqueror. If you study something interesting about Thutmose, he had about 17 years of campaigns where he went to the east, the west, the north, and south, and he conquered almost everybody. Of course, they conquered one and took their natural resources. Oh, you didn't know that? They said that their gods gave them the power to go into foreign lands like the Mitzri did with Tanesi or the Nubians. Sometimes they had to fight them, right? And when they defeated them, they also took gold and natural resources. And they took these things and they claimed them by their god. See, a lot of y'all are a bunch of hypocrites. You're talking about, oh, look at the Bible. The Bible God says to do this. But if you really start to study ancient Egypt, then many of their rulers were also being co-signed by either their gods or by their priests, because there really ain't nothing new under the sun. Pause. This last part right here. We're going to ride with the rest of the aliyot right here. But the rest of the reading from the plagues was that the Israelites, they had like no breath, the shortness of breath. You feel so tight. Like recently there was a whole protest saying, I can't breathe. Right? So I don't think that was the best way to say it, but I guess, that's how people felt. They couldn't breathe, right? But breath is life. But no amount of signs, get this, will ever change the heart of one that decides not to admit and even has been encouraged in not admitting the truth. So no amount of signs. Like somebody says, well, if you prove it to, so you ever prove things to somebody and then they still don't believe? Well, that's the point I'm making right here. No amount of signs will ever change the heart of an unbeliever, right? While the believer, the one who can admit the truth, will be edified by Ha'ilahim, the Almighty, the divine intervention on his behalf. This is why, you know, we say what we say, but even during our Passover celebration, because someone say, oh, does the Exodus celebrate the death of millions of Africans? Some out there in Blackology on YouTube, they say stuff like that. No, it doesn't, because the Hebrews were African people too. How do you say that, Yadin? Well, because they say that the language is Afro-Semitic and Afro-Asiatic, and they put the Afro, you know, Afro, who has an Afro. But during the Magid portion of the Passover Seder, there is a tribe where we spill, you know, from the second cup while reciting the names of the 10 plagues. It's almost like a libation. You know, this is for the homies, because some of them were at one time our homies. You know what I mean? We spill, like, pour out from the second chalice, the second cup, while reciting the Shemot, the names, right, of the Esar HaMakot, of the 10 hits, the 10 plagues. This tradition, right, it arose, right, to recite three acronyms. There are three acronyms Hebraically that we basically use, right? There's Dezak, Adash Be'ahav. Mainly it stands for Dezak, for the dam, for the blood, the Sephardea, for the frogs, for the kinim, the lice of vermin. So these three, so when you pour the first, you know, like when we pour for the homies, Dezak, right? The dam, Sephardea, the kinim, first letter, right? The Adash for the Arov or the swarms, for the Dever, the pestilence, and the Shechin, the boils, Adash. And then the last of the three acronyms, Be'ahav, for the Barad, that's the hail, right? The Arbeh, or the locusts, the Choshek, the darkness, the disillumination, and the Bechorot, or the Bechorim, the firstborn.
On the earth. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 Gevir, O Yisrael, hear for the Revi'i, hear for the Rabbi, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up, offering up, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Bo, Sabbath Go, hear from the Sefer Shemot, 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 here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 11, here at verse 4, for the Revi'i, the Rebbe'i, here for the fourth Aliyah. Vayomer Moshe, Koh Hamari Hua, Kah Tzota Halayla, Ani Yotzeya B'toka Mitzrayim. And Moshe said, thus, like this, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, About midnight, will I go out into the midst of Mitzrayim, into the midst of Egypt? Vayomer Moshe, and Moses said, Vayomer Moshe, koh, koh, thus, like this, koh, amar, saith, koh, amar, Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, Kahitzot halayla, about midnight. Kahitzot halayla, about midnight. Ani, yotzei, will go. Ani, yotzei, I will go betok, into the midst, betok, Mitzrayim. I will go out into the midst of Egypt. Vayomer Moshe, Kohamar Yahuwah, Kahitzota Halayla, Ani Yotzeya Betoka Mitzrayim, and all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant that behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beast. Mi b'kora paro, hay yosheva ala kiso, ada b'kora ha-shifaha, asher achar ha-re-chayim, u-kola b'kora b'heima. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that y'all may know how that Yahuwah, how Jehovah doth put a difference between HaMitzrayim, the Egyptians, and Yisrael. Ula kola b'nei Yisrael aloa yachirata kelev lishono li me'isha wa'ada b'heima li ma'ana te'douna shera yafleh yawa b'ina Mitzrayim u'v'ina Yisrael. And all these thy servants shall come down to me, to I, and bow down themselves to me, to I, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, I. And after that, I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh, from the great house, in a great anger. With Yardua Kola Evadeka Elai, where he shall tachuli lemor
Hey, Ata, we call the Ha'ama Shara de Ragleka. We are Hrekin. H.A. Why are you say my ima paroa ba hori af, 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 af. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Why yomeri Yehovah illa Moshe lo yishma'a ilechem paroa lima'ana revota moftaya bereta mitzrayi. And Moshe and Aharon, Moses and Aaron, did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And Yahweh and Jehovah hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the Bnei Yisrael send the children, the sons of Yisrael, to go out of his land, 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 land. Moshe v'Aharon asu et kol ha-mofetim ha-ele lifnei faro. Vaya chazeki Yehova et leva paro. With lo ha-shilacha et b'nei Yisrael me'aritzo. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Exodus chapter 12. The contest with Pharaoh, parenthesis, the Passover. Ha Pesach, 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 Pesach. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe and Aharon in the land of Mitzrayim, saying, this month, this moon shall be to you the beginning of months of moons. It shall be the first moon, the first month of the year to you. Vayomeri Yehovah il Moshe v'il Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe and to Aaron in the land be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor, saying, Ha Chodesh Hazeh Lakem Rosh Chadashim Rishon Hu Lachem Li Hadshe Ha-shana, this month, this moon, ha-chodesh hazeh, this new moon, this new month, ha-chodesh hazeh, lachem, shall be to you all, rosh chadashim, the head, the rosh, the ras of the chadashim, of the new moons, the new months, rosh chadashim, rishonohu. It shall be the first moon, the first month, Rishon Hu Lachem, to you all, Le Chadshei HaShana. It shall be the first month, the first moon of the year to you all. Speak, y'all, to all the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, saying, in the tenth day of this month, of this moon, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, patriarchs, a lamb for an house. Davru, speak, y'all. Davru. Il kol data Yisrael. Davru, speak. Davru, speak, y'all. Davru illa kola data Yisrael. Speak y'all to the congregation, to all the congregation. Davru illa kola edat Yisrael. The congregation, the edat of Yisrael, lemor, saying. In the tenth day of this month, Asur. Be'asur. Be'asur la chodesha hazeh. With yikachu lahem aisha se leveta avota se la bayit. In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to their fathers' houses. A lamb for a household. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him make him and his neighbor next to Beito, his house, take according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye all shall take out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye all shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, the same moon. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. With bitter herbs, they shall eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire his head and with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. And ye all shall let nothing, no thing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye all shall burn with fire, and thus like this shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye and y'all shall eat it in haste. It is it, Yahuwah, Jehovah's pass, Na elekem de ragalekem ua mak elakem de yedkem wa ekaltem oto de chipazon pesach 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 la yahwa yahwa pesach hu la yahwa 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 it is Jehovah's Passover pesach hu La Yahuwah, he is Jehovah's Passover. Redemption, typical. First item by blood, verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Mitzrayim of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I be he who be who he be. With avarti, and I will pass. With avarti, be'eretz ha-Mitzrayim, for I will go through, I will pass over through. With avarti, be'eretz ha-Mitzrayim, ba'layla hazeh, for I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim in this night. With avartia be'eretz ha-Mitzrayim ba'layla hazeh, ve'hiketia kola bechora be'eretz ha-Mitzrayim me'adam, ve'allah beheima, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast. Me'adam from man, ve'ad and to beheima, and to beasts. Uvakola Elohe Mitzrayi Aise Shifati Ani Hoa, and against all the Elohim of Mitzrayi. Uvakola Elohe Mitzrayi Aise Shifati, I will execute, I will do judgments. I will do judgments. Ani Hoa, I be Jehovah. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where y'all. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Mitzrayim. With Haya Hadam, and shall be Hadam, the blood. With Haya Hadama Lachem, and the blood shall be to you all. With Haya Hadama Lachem, 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 Lachem. Ota Allah Ha'Badi, shall be to you for a token le'ota al ha'vati, upon the houses, upon the houses asher ratema sham, upon the houses where y'all are. Asher atem sham, with ra'iti et hadam, and when I see the blood, with ra'iti et hadam, and when I see the blood, u'a farasachiti, u'fa sachiti lekem, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. With ra'iti et hadam, u'fa sachiti lekem, kem. With lo yihye ba kem negef la mashchita bi ha koti bi eretz amitrayi, and there shall be no plague, and there shall be no plague upon you, upon y'all, to destroy you. With lo yihye vachem ma negefa le mashchit, when I smite the land of Mitzrayi, be ha koti be eretz Mitzrayi, the memorial of redemption by dam, by blood. Verse 14. And this day shall be to you, to y'all, for a memorial, and ye y'all shall keep it a feast, la Yahuwah to Jehovah throughout your generations. Ye y'all shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever, for Iva. 7 days shall ye y'all eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye all shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Yisrael. And in the first day there shall be an holy and Isla convocation, an Isla set apart out called gathering. And in the seventh day there shall be an Isla holy convocation, out called, set apart, I assembly to you, to you all, to y'all. No manner of work shall be done in them save, except that which every man must eat. Only that only may be done, that only may be done of you, that only may be done of y'all. U'avayom ha-rishona mikra kodesh, and in the first day, u'vayom, u'bayom, ha-rishon, and in the rishon, and in the first day, there shall be to you an ayla evocation. U'vayom ha-rishona mikra kodesh, shall be a mikra kodesh, an outcalled holy assembly. And in the seventh day, a mikra kodesh, uvayom mikra kodesh. Yihye lachem kol me'laka lo ya'aseh vahem. Aka ashara ya akela li kol nefeshohu li bado ya ase lakem. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat. That only may be done by you, by you, and ye shall observe, and ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye all observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first, on the 14th day of the month of the moon at even. At evening ye, y'all shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the moon of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye, y'all shall eat nothing, no thing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread.
Yo, yo! Jama, 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 jama. And I'm disappointed, nobody disappointed. This is another rhythm culture production. Boom! We see them coming like a flood in our direction. The spirit of the devil live up a standard in a them section. Them think we stop, but them have the wrong perception. The blood that we protection. Anytime you see the blood. Every man you wanna business, just a straight and go long and no fit. Pass over, pass over. Anytime we just wheel it. No Jesus, no Jesus.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear right here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, fifth offering, offering up, fifth reading here for this Shabbat bow, Sabbath bow, go in. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 12, here at verse 21, here for the Chamishi, Chamishi Aliyah, here for the fifth of offering, fifth reading, here, 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 Shema, Israel, 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 Chamishi, 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 Chamishi. Vayikra Moshe lekol haziknei Yisrael, vayomer lehem, mishkua. Ukahua lakema tsona le misha pechotekem we shachetua ha pa sach ha pa sach 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 sach. Then Moses called for all the elders of Yisrael. Vayikra Moshe lekola zikne Yisrael and said to them, Vayomer elehem. Draw out and take you lambs according to your families and kill the Passover lamb. Mishku u'kechu alachem tzona le misha pechutekem u'shachetu ha-patsach. U'a le kachetem e'gudata e'zov. Ut valetem badam asher basafa, where he got item etaha mashakofa, where illa shiteya ha mezuzota nina ha dam asher basafa, where atem lo tates owe isha mi petach beito ad. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning, until the morning, until the morning, until the morning. Avari Yahuwah, Yahuwah, and Jehovah, for Jehovah will pass over. We're Avar Yahuwah. Le negofa eta mitraima we ra eta hadama allaha mashkofa wa ala shiteya hamzuzota wa fasakhia wa allaha petach we loa itena ha mashkhit la bo illa batekhem Lean golf. For Yahuwah Jehovah will pass through to smite the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side poles, the two mezuzahs, Yahuwah Jehovah will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in to your houses to smite you. We'avar Yahuwah lina. For Jehovah will pass over to smite the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. Ve'avari Yahuwah linagof et ha-Mitzrayim. Ve'ra'a et ha-dama ala ha-mashakofa wa'ala shitei ha-mezuzo. And when he seeth the blood, ve'ra'a, ve'ra'a et ha-dam. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel, ve'ra'a et ha-dam. And on the two side posts with Allah Shite Hamzuzot, and on the two Mezuzot with Allah Shite Hamzuzot, Ua Fasach Yahuwah Allah Petach. Jehovah will pass over Ha Petach, will pass over the door. Ufasach Yahuwah, Ufasachi Yahuwah, Allah petach. For Jehovah will pass over the door. Velo yiteinaha mashachit la'avo illa batechem linagof. And will not suffer the destroyer, and will not give the destroyer. Velo yiteinaha mashachit to come into your houses to smite you. Lavo eta batekem lingof. Ushamartem eta hadavar haze le haka leka ula vaneka ada olam. And he and y'all shall observe this thing. And you shall observe the word, this word, this thing. Ushamartem eta hadavar haze le haka leka, for a hak, for hak, for an ordinance to the eye. Le haka leka, an ordinance to the eye. Ule vaneka, and to thy sons. Ule vaneka ad olam, for I've ad olam. We haya kia ta vo uwa ilha areta asher yiteni Yehowa lachem ka asher diber ushamartem eta ha evoda hazot. And it shall come to pass when ye, y'all, become to the land which Yahuwah, which Jehovah will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye, y'all, shall keep this service. U'shemartem etaha evoda hazot. U'haya kia yomru elekem be'enekem ma ha evoda hazot alakem. And it shall come to pass when your children, when your sons shall say to you, Ma ha evoda hazot lakem, what mean y'all ye by this service, by this evoda? Ma ha evoda hazot lakem. We emartem zebach pesachu la Yahwa asher pasach ala bateya vine Israel be Mitzrayim be nagafo eta Mitzrayim we eta bate nua chitzil waya yikoda ha'am waya yishetachu. That ye, that y'all shall say, Wa emartem, and y'all shall say, it is the sacrifice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's Passover. Zebach Pesach Hu La Yahuwah. It is the sacrifice of Jehovah's Passover. Zebach Pesach Hu La Yahuwah. Asher Pasach ala bateya vine Yisrael be Mitzrayim. For that he pass over the houses of the B'nai, of the sons of the children of Yisrael in Egypt. Asher Pasach ala bateya vine Yisrael be Mitzrayim. Be nagufo eta Mitzrayim. When he smote the Mitzrayim, when he smote the Egyptians, Benagpo etta mitrai, and I levered I and I houses where etta bate and the people bowed their head. Why you call the ha'am? And the people bowed their head. Why you call the ha'am and worshipped? Why Aisha tachewu? And the children of Israel went and did so as Yahuwah, as Jehovah had commanded Moshe and Aharon. So did they. Vayelkuwa, vayaisuwa b'nei Yisrael ka'asher tziwah Yahuwah et Moshe with Aharon. Ken asu. And it came to pass at midnight.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And it came to pass, at midnight. And it came to pass, at midnight, that Yahuwah, that smote all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, from the firstborn of Paro, of Pharaoh, the great house, that sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And hear, the sheshi, the sixth aliyah of offering here for this Shabbat bow, Sabbath go in. Here from the Sefer Shemot, picking up here with the second book of Moshe, a Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 12 here at verse 29 for the sheshi. Here for the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth reading of offering right here. Vayehi ba chotzi halayla, vayehova hika kola bekora be'eretz Mitzrayim mi bekora paro hayosheva ala kiso ada bekora hashvi yashara be'reita habor. With call Bikorah Behema. The contest with Pharaoh, with Paro, with Pharaon, with the great house. The tenth judgment, death of the firstborn. Hear, for the Sheshi, Ali. And it came to pass at midnight. Waihi Bahotzi Halaila. And it came to pass at night, Waihi Bahotzi Halaila. Waihoa Hikah Kol Bikora Be'eretz Mitzrayim. That Jehovah smote, hit all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Waihoa Hikah Kol Bikora Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Mi bekor paro hayosheva ala kiso, from the firstborn of Paro, from the firstborn of Pharaoh. Mi bekor paro, that sat hayoshev on his throne, al kiso, ada bekor hashevi asher to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, that was in the pit. Ada Bikora Hashari Asher Vita Habor. Recall Bikora Behema and all the firstborn of the behemoth of cattle. Wayakam paro lailahu wikola evadayo wikola mitrai. Watahi saaka gadola de mitrai. Kiena baitash aina sham mate. And paro and pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the mitraim, all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt. For there was not a house where there was not one dead. Ki ein bayit asher ein sham mate. And he called for Moshe and Aharon by night and said, rise up, get you forth from among my people, both ye, y'all, and the B'nai Yisrael, and the children and the sons of Yisrael, and go serve Yahuwah, serve Jehovah, as ye, as y'all have said. Wayikra l'moshe ul Aharon, la, 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 la. And he called for Moses and Aaron, Laila, by night, and said, Wayomer, Omo, Tsuwa mitok, Ami, Gamatem, Gambne Israel, Ulko, Evudo, Etiohoa, K, Daberkem, rise up, Omo, get you forth from my people, Tsuwa mitok, Ami. Both ye, both y'all, Gam Atem, and the B'nai Yisrael, Gam B'nai Yisrael, and go, ul'ku, and trod, ul'ku, and trod, ul'ku, yivdu eti Yehovah, and serve Jehovah, k'davirkem, as y'all have said, take both your flocks and your herds, as y'all have said, and be gone, and bless me, and bless I also. Gam sonikem, gam bikarkem, kuhu wa ka'ashara dibartem, wa lehu wa uwa beraktem, gam oti. Take both your flocks and your herds. Gam sonikem, gam bikarkem, kuhu. As y'all have said, Ka'asher dibartem, tem, and be gone. Wa lekhu, and be gone. Uwa beraktem, kam oti, and bless me also. Uwa beraktem, kam oti. And the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, were urgent upon the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we are all dead men,
dead men, dead men, dead men, dead men, dead men.
Ki amru kulanu metim, kulanu metim, we are now all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, did according to the word of Moshe. And they asked of the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, jewels of silver, things of silver and jewels of gold, things of gold and raiment. And Yahuwah and Jehovah gave the people favor in the sight of the Mitzrayim, so that they let them have what they asked. And they despoiled the Mitzrayim. Here at verse 37, redemption, second part by power. The first stage of the journey, verse 37. And the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkoth. About 600,000 men on foot beside children, and a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough, which they brought forth out of Mitzrayim, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Mitzrayim, and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now, the time that the Bnei Yisrael dwelt in Mitzrayim in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, went out from the land of Mitzrayim, went out from the land of Egypt. Yatsu kola tzivooti Yahuwah me eretza Mitzrayim, that all the host went out. Yatsu kola tzivot Yahuwah, kola tzivooti Yahuwah went out from the land me eretz Mitzrayim. It was a night of watching to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for bringing them out from the land of Mitzrayim. This same night is a night of watching to Jehovah for all the children, the sons of Israel, throughout their generation. It was a night of watching to Jehovah. Leil Shia Murim, Shimuri. Leil Shimurim Hu, La Yahuwah. Lehotzi Am, Me Eretz Mitzrayim Hua, Ha Laila Haze, La Yahuwah. Shia Murim Lekola Bnei Yisrael, Le Dorotam. It was a night of watching. Leil Shimurim Hu, La Yahuwah. To Jehovah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This same night is a night of watching La Yahuwah to Jehovah for all the Bnei Yisrael throughout their generations. Lekol Bnei Yisrael ledorotam. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe and Aharon, this is the ordinance of HaPesach, of the Passover. There shall no alien thereof. Why Yomeri Yahuwah el Moshe wa Aharon zot chukata HaPesach kol ben nekar lo yochal ba'u. And Jehovah said to Moses, this is the ordinance of the Passover. Zot chukat there shall no alien eat thereof. Kol ben nekar lo yokal ba'u. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A sojourner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house it shall be eaten. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the bait, out of the house. Neither shall ye all break a bone thereof. All the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Pesach, La Yahuwah, the Passover to Jehovah, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, but no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, homie. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and to the stranger that sojourneth among you. Torah achat, one Torah, Torah achat, yihyeh la azrach, one law, one Torah shall be to him that is la ezrach, that is homeborn. Torah Ahata Yehia La Ezrach We Lagera Hagara De Tokakem. And to the ger, the stranger that sojourneth, We Lagera Hagara De Tokakem, that sojourneth among y'all. Thus, like this, did all the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, as Yahuwah Jehovah commanded Moshe and Aharon. So did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, did bring the B'nai Yisrael out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, by their hosts. Why he a bit at Mahayom Haze, Hotzi Hua Etta Bene Israel, Meeret and Israel, Allah Tivo or Tam,
passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses. Destruction to the Egyptians. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve, 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 on Passover Eve.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering up, going up here, seventh reading here for this Shabbat Bo. Here from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot. Here picking up with Exodus chapter 13 for the seventh reading, seventh up offering, seventh Aliyah. Parenthetical, the firstborn set apart for Yahuwah, for Jehovah. Why daver Yahuwah il Moshe leimor? And Jehovah spoke to Moshe, to Moses, Lamor, saying, Kadesh li kola bekora peter kola rechem vivne Israel ba Adam ua vab heimali sanctify Kadesh li sanctify to me. Kadesh li, sanctify to I, all the firstborn. Whatsoever openeth the womb, among the B'nai Yisrael, both of man and of beast, it mine. Kadesh li, kol bekorah, peter, kol rechem, v'B'nai Yisrael, ba Adam, u'avab heimali, hu. Who? And Moshe said to Ha'am, to the people, remember this day in which ye y'all came out from Egypt, came out from Mitzrayim, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Jehovah brought you y'all out. From this, there shall no leavened bread be eaten. Vayomer Moshe il ha'am. And Moses said to ha'am, to the people, Zakor, remember, et hayom hazeh, remember this day, asher yitzatem mitzrayim, in which y'all came out from Mitzrayim, asher yitzatem mitzrayim, mi beita evadim, ki abir, Chozek, yad, by a strong hand, for by strength of hand, Jehovah brought y'all out from this place. Zakor et hayom hazeh, asher yitzatem mitzrayim, mi beit avadim. House of bondage, mi beit ibadim, ki bechozek yad hotzi Yahuwah etekem mizeh v'lo ye'achel chametz. For by strength of hand, ki bechozek yad, Jehovah brought y'all out from this place. Hotzi Yahuwah etekem mizeh. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. With lo ye'akel chameit. This day came y'all out in the month Abib. Hayom atem yotzaim bechodesh Ha-Aviv. This day, Hayom. This day, ye, y'all, Atem. Came out. This day, y'all, go forth. Atem. Yotzaim. B'chodesh Ha-Aviv. In the month Aviv. B'chodesha Aviv. And it shall be when Jehovah shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he sware to thy fathers, to thy patriarchs, to give thee a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month, in this moon. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread. And in the seventh day shall be a feast, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days. And there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee. Neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt shew thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which Jehovah did to me when I came forth, mi Mitzrayim, with higadta levinika bayom hahu lemor ba evor zeh asah Yahuwah li. And thou shalt tell, with he got the ta, and thou shalt tell thy son, with he got the ta, lirinika, bayomahahu. Thou shalt tell thy son in that day, lemor, saying, ba evor ze, asah Yahuwah, li. It is because of that which Jehovah did for me. I, Asah Yahuwah Li, B'Tzeiti Mitzrayim, when I came forth from Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from Kemet, from Kemet, from Kemet, from Kemet, from Kemet. And it shall be for a sign to thee the eye upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah's law, that Yahuwah's Torah may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand, a strong yad, has Yahuwah, Jehovah, brought thee, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. With haya leka leot al yadeka, ua le zikarona beina aineka, le ma'ana tihye torati Yahuwah, be fika, kia, be yada, chazaka, ho zi'ata Yahuwah, mia Mitzrayim. And it shall be for a sign. W'haya lika le'ot. It shall be for a sign to the eye. W'haya lika le'ot. Al yadeka. 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 Upon thy yad. Upon thy hand. Al yadeka. U'a le zikaron. And for a zikaron, a memorial. Ule zikaron bein aineka, and for a zikaron between thine eyes. Ule zikaron bein aineka. Le ma'ana tihye torat Yahuwah. Bifika, that the Torah of Jehovah may be in thy mouth. Le ma'an tihye torat Yahuwah, bifika, biyada chizaka, hotziaka, Yahuwah, mimitzrayim. For with a strong hand, ki, biyad chizaka. For with a strong hand hath Yahuwah, has Jehovah brought thee, the eye, hotziaka, Yahuwah, out of Egypt, mimitzrayim. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. Wishamarta eta ha chukah hazot le mo e daha mia mayima yamima. Thou shalt keep, therefore keep this ordinance in its in her season from year to year. Thou shalt keep this ordinance, this chukat hazot. Thou shalt keep this ordinance in her season from year to year. Wishamarta etaha chukah hazot le mo edaha mia yamima yamima. And it shall be when Jehovah shall bring the eye into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware to the eye and to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, and shall give it the eye, that thou shalt set apart like Yahuwah to Jehovah all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast. The males shall be Jehovah's. With ha ibarta kola petera rechema la Yahuwah. With kola petera shagera bi heima shara yihyehelika ha zikarima la Yahuwah. That thou shalt set apart to Jehovah all that openeth the womb, all that openeth the matrix. With ha ibarta kola peter rechem, all that openeth the womb, kola peter rechem, all that openeth the matrix, kola peter rechem la Yahuwah to Jehovah. With kola peter Shagera bihaima, every firstling that is a male which thou hast coming of a beast shall be Yahuwah, shall be Jehovah's. We call Fatera Shagera bihaima Asher Yehelika Ha-zikarim,
la-yahuwah,
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 la-yahuwah, every firstling of an ass, thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children, among thy sons, shalt thou, shalt the I redeem. Wikola petera chamora tisfideh. And every firstling of an ass, we call a petera chemora, thou shalt redeem,
tifideh,
with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it with im lo tifideh, then shalt thou break its neck. And all the firstborn of man, wikola bikor adam, and all the firstborn of Adam, wikola bikor adam. Among thy sons, thou shalt redeem, shalt thou, the I, redeem,
tifideh.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here, hear for the maftir reading for this Shabbat bowl. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, and here from the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 13, here at 14, verse 14 for the maftir reading here for this Shabbat bowl, Sabbath go in. Wihaya kia yisha'aleka vineka Mahara lemor mazot we amarta elayo be chozek ayat hotzianu Yahuwah mimitzrayim mi beit avadim. And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what this? That thou shalt say to him, by strength of hand, Yahuwah, Jehovah brought I and I, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, from the house of bondage. Wehaya, kia, yisha'aleka, and it shall be when, asking of the I, vineka, the I son, and it shall be when the I son, vineka, shall ask of the I, asketh the I in time to come, saying, with haya, kia yishaleka, vineka, mahar lemor, what is this?
Mazot,
what is this? Mazot. With hamarta elayo, thou, the I, shalt say to him, with hamarta elayo, bi chozek yad, by strength of hand, by a strong hand, bi chozek yad, Hotzianu, bringing I and I out, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Hotzianu, Yahuwah, Mimitzrayim, by strength of hand, Jehovah brought I and I, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, Mi Beit Ibadim, from the house of the Ibadim, Mi Beit Ibadim, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass when Pharaoh, the great house, would hardly let make I and I go, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, slew all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore, I sacrifice La Yahuwah to Jehovah all that openeth the matrix, being males, but all the firstborn of my children, of I children, of my sons, I redeem. Why Yahia Kiya Hikasha Faro Lipshalachenu, Wayayahiroga Yahwa, Kola the Kora be Eretamitraim, Mia the Kora Adam, We Ada the Kora Behema, Al Kain, Ani, Zo Beach, La Yahwa, Kola Petera Rechem, Ha Zekarim. We call the Kora Banai, F for death. And it came to pass, why he, when Pharaoh would hardly let make I and I go, Kia, Hikasha, Pharaoh, Li Shalachenu, that Yahweh slew, why Yahirogi Yahweh, that Jehovah slew, why Yahirog, Yahweh, call the Kora, the Eretz Mitzrayim, slew all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Mia Bekora Adama Weada Bekora Beheima. Both the firstborn of Adam, of man, and the firstborn of Beheima, of beasts. Al Kain, therefore, Ani, I, Zobeach, sacrifice, La Yahuwah to Jehovah. Call of Petera Rechem, all that openeth the womb, all that openeth the matrix. Call of Petera Rechem, Ha Zikarim, being males, Ha Zikarim, we call the Korbanai Esfadeh, all the firstborn of my sons, we call of the Korbanai, I redeem, Esfadeh. And it shall be for a token upon thine hand, and for frontlets between thine eyes, for by strength of hand, by strength of Yad, Yahuwah, Jehovah, brought I and I forward, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. We hayal ota ala yadika. Ula tot afota beina aineka, kia bi choseka yad, ho si anu Yahuwah mi Mitzrayim. And it shall be for a sign, wahaya leot, it shall be for an ot, wahaya leot, it shall be for a sign, al yadka, upon thy hand, al yadka, ula tot afot, and for frontlets, u lit otafota bain aineka, between thine eyes, bain aineka, ki for de chosek yad, for by strength of hand, ki a be chosek yad, hotsian, bringing I and I forth, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Hotsianu Yahuwah mi Mitzrayim, for by strength of hand Jehovah brought I and I forth, forward, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. And here fulfills the aliyot, the going ups from HaTorah here for this Sabbath, go in. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtzu, kabur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King. Kabur l'kedamawi, chayla salasi, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Beshem Yeshua ha-Moshiach.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam metei, Vatokanu Barukata Yahweh Notain HaTorah Sheina.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Righteous apostles serving the Almighty could rally round that room, rally round the justice cell, cause that soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice be ready now.
Justice! Now eat it!
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Shavua Tov, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days. Seven days.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
God bless you. We find your peace out and approvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Kadamawi, kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
Kabur le kalu, kabur le dinsu, kabur le hailu. Glory to the word, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur le kalu, kabur le dinsu, kabur le hailu, kabur le abinu, le melkenu, glory be to thy father and thy king, kabur le abuna, le ngusna. Like Adamawi Haile Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Be Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Be Getachna, Be Medchanetachin, Be Jesus Christos Sin. Amen.
Ata Yaholi Kolo Allah. Rastafari Kalinim Ja 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 Ja
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nevi'im Tovim Veratzah B'Debreihem Hane'amarim Ba'emet Baruch Atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah U'Moshe Abdo ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets, and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah, and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important, important?
Book of the Prophets, Jeremiah 46, verses 13 to 46:28. The word that Yahweh Baruch Hu spake to Jeremiah the prophet, be how Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, should come and smite the land of Egypt. Declare ye in Egypt, and publish in Migdal, and publish in North, and in Tapanhes. Say ye, stand fast to prepare thee, for the sword shall devour round about thee. Why are thy violent men swept away? They stood not because Yahweh did drive them. He made many to fall, yea, one fell upon another. And they said, arise, and let us go again to our own people, and to the land of our nativity from the oppressing sword. They cried there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He hath passed the time appointed. As I live, saith the king, the Negus, whose name is Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh Zapaot, Baruch Hu. Surely as Tabor is among the mountains, the Tararuch, and as Carmel by the sea, so shall he come. O thou daughter dwelling in Egypt, furnish thyself to go into captivity, for North shall be waste and desolate without an inhabitant. Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction cometh. It cometh out of the north. Also her hired men are in the midst of her like fatted bullocks, for they also are turned back and are fled away together. They did not stand, because the day of the calamity was come upon them, and the time of their visitation. The voice thereof shall go like a serpent, for they shall march with an army, and come against her with axes, as hewers of wood. They shall cut down her force, saith Yahweh, Buruku, blessed be he. Though it cannot be searched, because they are more than the grasshoppers and are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt shall be confounded. She shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. Yahweh Zabaoth Buruku, Ha'elohim Zayisrael, saith, behold, I will punish the multitude of Noah and Pharaoh and Egypt with their Elohim and their kings, even Pharaoh and all them that trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterward it shall be inhabited as in the days of old, saith Yahweh Buruku. But fear not, thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear thou not, O Jacober, my servant, saith Yahweh Buruku, for I am with thee, for I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven thee, but I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole dimsu, kebole hailu, kebo ketamawi haile selasi, jarastafari, Yeshua shalom.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaHadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, Notain Habarit HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Thank you.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 15. Bo, enter, go in. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 7 through 30. And the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 20 through 34. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Wehabin, Weruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Luke, chapter 22. Preparation of the Passover. Verse 7, Zain. Verse 8, Chet. Verse 9, Tet. Verse 10, Yod. Verse 11, Yod Aleph. Vayaboa Yom HaMatzot Asher Yizbach Bo HaPesach Vayishlach Et Petros Ve'et Yochanan Lemor Leku Ve'hakinu Lanu Et HaPesach Ve'nokela Vayomru Elayu Eifo Tachpots Ve'nakin Oto Vayomer Aleihem Hine atem ba'im ha'ira upaka etkem ish nosei tafachat ma'im leku acharayu el habeit asher yabo bo wa amartem el ba'al habeit ko amar leka harab aye hamalun asher okla sham et ha'pesach Im Talmidai. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said to him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said to them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in, and ye shall say to the good man of the house, The master saith to thee, Where is thy guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall shew you a large upper room furnished. There, make ready. And they went and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. The Lord's Passover, Adonai's Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, With desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Elohim. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of Elohim shall come. The Lord's Supper instituted. And he took bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave to them, saying, This is my body that is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup, after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood that is shed for you. Yeshua, Jesus, announces his betrayal. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves, which of them it was that should do this thing. The strife, which should be greatest. And there was also a strife among them,
which of them should be accounted the greatest? And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But he shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that does serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. The apostles' place in the future kingdom. Ye are they that have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint to you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed to me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Disorders at Adonai's table rebuked. Verse 20, Kaf. Verse 21, Kaf Aleph. Verse 22, Kaf Beit. Wata Kasher Teasfu Yachad Ein Ze Leko Seudato Shel Ha'adon Ki Kol Echad Makdim Lakachat Seudato Beshat Ha'akila Weze Yerab Weze Yishtakar Haki Ein Lakem Batim Leakol Wezistot O Hatabuzu Et Kahal Elohim Utebaishu Et Mi Shein Lo Ma Omar Lakem Ha'alzot Ashabeach Etkem Aineinu Mishabeach. When ye are come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat Ha'adon's supper. This is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of Elohim, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. The order and meaning of Ha'adon's table. The order and meaning of the Lord's table. For I have received of Ha'adon that which also I deliver to you, that Ha'adon Yeshua, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, take, eat, this is my body that is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew Ha'adon's death. Do shew the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of Ha'adon unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Ha'adon. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning Ha'adon's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of Ha'adon, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together to condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Kaburulakalu, Kaburuladimtu, Kaburulakhailu. Kaburula Ketamawi, Chaile Selase, Be Jesus Christos Sim.
Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christos.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Truth is truth. Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
ይህ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም?
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
So this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Sostenya be'elete hud yemibal, said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno wada egziaviheram lukota yegeba ከመናና ይለየኝ የሆነ ፈጽሞ አይበል ጽድቅን የሰራ ሰንበትን ያከብረምሶ
hulu tzadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekesi Aber Cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that dwell
therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
and a pure heart. And
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity,
nor scorned his equal.
He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. The generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob. Oh, yeah.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
My God, it's full of stars, full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
መዝሙር 23 በቅንፍ 24 በመጀመሪያ ሰንበት የዳዊት መዝሙር ምድርና ሞላዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ነው ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም አጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ ነፍሱን ለከንቱ ያላነሳ ለባልንጀራውም በሽንገላ ያልማለ እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግና የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር ነው ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃይል እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉሥ ነው
ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው
ክብር ንጉሥ ነው እርሱ የክብር ንጉሥ ነው and he is the king of glory. So that's the Psalm 24, the evening psalm appointed for the first day, aka for Sunday, also according to the daily psalms of the psalm for the Sabbath day, for this 15th here in the season. That was a royal Amharic right there, there, there. I'm going to share the Hebrew, and then on the outro, highlighting some mistranslations or some mistranslations going from the Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, to the Masoretic Hebrew. Before, that was the Hebrew native, that was the Amharic native speaker, Abraham Chevodeh, right here, Abraham Shmuelov, right here with the Hebrew. And then for a brief reason, man, yes, sir.
Mizmor Kafdalet, Le David Mizmor, L'Adonai Haaretz Umeloah, Tevel Veyosh Vevah, Kihu Al Yamim Yesadah, Ve'al Neharot Yechoneneha, Mi Ya'ale Vehar Adonai, Umi Yakum Bimkom Kodcho, Neki Chappayim Uvar Levav, Asher Lo Nasa Lashav Nafshi, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעון. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are...
יתחכו יום יבוא, אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יתחכו. ברוך השם, יש לנו את החירות לבחור. ממשיך קדימה, לא נשאר מאחור. הכוח הוא בעצמתה, כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה.
מזמור כ"ד, לדוד מזמור. לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובה. כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סל. צאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. צאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
ומי זה מלך הכבוד? קרמאוי הלסלסי, מלך הכבוד, הוא.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue.
Princes, or heads, and looking at the Hebrew, well, looking at the English, it says lift up. Translation has a lot to be desired, or there's a lot that is missing in the translation of Psalm 24 and 7. You know, as we've already seen in the Amharic liturgy, it's clearly, open ye the gates, princes, or heads. And looking at the Hebrew, well, looking at the English, it says lift up your heads, O ye gates. And I know this is from, you know, studying and being able to, you know, comprehend little by little the Amharic, where it says Enant Mekwanintoch Barochin Kafetu. Enant, right? You can say Enanteva in this form, Enant, you all Mekwanintoch, you all princes. Same word, root word, Mekonin, you all princes, as princes shall come out of Egypt, you all princes. Now the Hebrew, Ra Shekem, right? Roshekem, Ra Shekem, is speaking to those Rases, those who are the heads, to open up the gates. But the way the translation is, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. But you see, it's kind of backward, you know what I mean? It's kind of convoluted. Psalm 24 and 7 and verse 7 and verse 9 of this sabbatical psalm is it's convoluted. Because if you look at the Hebrew, it is se'u, right? Se'u, she'arim, se'u or she'arim. Rashekem, Rashekem. So the Rashekem, what you're saying is, open all your open, like open gates, you heads. Open gates, you heads. Like you're coming into a city or a compound, right? And you're basically saying almost like open up the garage in a sense. Like open up, you know, to those who are the heads. So you're speaking to the heads, but the way the translation in the English is, the King James is given, we are, it's like convoluted. Because it's so, oh wow, because I know this in the liturgy, the Kedase, the Ethiopian, the liturgy of the Ethiopian church, where we find this, and we first find it in the Anaphora of the Apostles, verse 66 and 67, where the assistant deacon shall say while the assistant deacon is entering, he will say, open ye the gates, princes. That's a translation based on the Royal Amharic, and non to Mekwanintoch, Berochin Kafetu. Kufatu, the command is Kufatu. Like in the Hebrew, the command is Se'u Sha'arim. So you're not, the gates, you're speaking to the gate, you're not speaking, the way the Hebrew is, it's like, open gates, heads. In other words, you heads, y'all, like Ra'ushikem or Ra'ashikem, Ra'ashikem, the Ra'ashe are heads, and the Kem is all of y'all. The Kem is the part of the Hebrew that says you all. Like we say Aleikem, Shalom Aleikem, Ra'a Sheikem, Kem, y'all are the Kem, right, you know, to you all. So the Se'u, right, the Se'u means to open up. You're given a command, open up, but that command is not to the gates. The command is concerning the gates. The Sha'arim, the Sha'ar, a Sha'ar is a gate. The Sha'arim, the Yod Mim, is gates. So it's like commanding the princes who are keeping the gates to open the gates. Because when I read it in the English and looking at the Amharic and looking at the next verse, verse 67, right, in this pattern of the free of the fraction that's found in many of the other aliyah, the Christian aliyah called anaphoras, it says, ye who are standing, bow your heads. But then I say, wait, hold up a moment. You look at the English, Psalm 24 and 7, you'll think, doesn't it say to lift up your heads? Then you read the liturgy, the Kedase, and it says, bow your heads. You who are standing, bow your heads. So when I saw that, I said, wait, hold up. Something doesn't seem, it seems as if it were. Something's not right here. So I was meditating this for a moment, and then I said, let me look at the Hebrew. And looking at the Hebrew, I'm like, oh, whoa. The Hebrew is almost, you know, the Amharic and the Hebrew is very clear. His Majesty's Bible is very clear. It gives us the clarity of it. So where the unclarity or the lack of clarity is in the translation. The translator seems to have confounded the idea because since this is a song is sometimes prose is constructed differently than regular verse. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, like in a song lyric, sometimes in lyric it's kind of, it could be even in a sort of a verse order. It needs to be dealt with, not dealt with, but, you know, addressed. When you compose verses, you know, like a rhyme is composed differently than if you're writing somebody a regular, you know, just talking, hey, how you doing? You know, I saw so and so, and, you know, just random things. That's differently than if you now go into a verse. So if you're writing somebody a letter, just talking to them, and then you get into a little verse or a little poem or something, the order will be different even if you don't construct the sentences differently, like, you know, how poems are written, and you just write it like a regular text. When they're reading it, how the words, you know, the word order and stuff like that will in a sense reveal that, okay, this is a rhyme right here, or this is a poem. So poem verses or composition, so that's what the Psalms are. The Psalms are musical, like the miktams, you know, miktam and engraving, or a poem, you know, like the kine, you know. Poetry is differently. So this is a poetical construction. If you look at the Hebrew, you can really see the, you know, the poetical verse by verse, the rhyme. You can see the inner rhyme or the different potentials of rhyme. So like a musician looking at the Hebrew or even the Amharic, you can see the different ways that as a singer or player of instrument, you could express it. But however you express it, you have to keep, you will keep in heart and mind the rhyme. So what happened, it seems as though that the translator in translating this got confounded because they did not understand that it's really a song. So the way it reads, it's almost opposite of how it should. The way it's translated, it's like, lift up your heads, O ye gates. It should be, lift up the gates, right? Lift up the gates, O you heads. That's how it should be translated. So I and I are going to seek to clarify this, and I and I speaking this forward to I and I brothers and sisters, that it should be, lift up the gates, O you heads, right? And be lifted up, it says, ye everlasting doors, right? In a sense, it is speaking figuratively to the, you know, to the doors, in a sense, you know, be lifted up. But it's the command is being given to the heads. The command to be given to the head people, you know, to the princes. The princes are here in the Hebrew. The princes are called rashes or rashay. Rashay is a pluralization, you know, rashay kem, right? Rashay kem. So the rashay kem, right? To you heads, to you rashes. You rashes, like, open up the gates, right? And let them be opened up. Let those gates be opened up, right? Even in the sense of lifted up. You know, because in order to open the gates, look at the old time gates of a city, it's like almost like the gates of a fence. You have to lift up that latch. So when you lift up that latch, the gate can open up. So if there's ones who are keeping those gates, you are commanding them. So then the sense of it now, of the liturgy, makes perfect sense. And there's even a revelations in the revelation where the deacon, the diakon, then would say, right, the one who's serving, remember the deacon has to do with the service and the serving, right? Ye who are standing, right? Get up, stand up, stand up for your right, stand up in your righteousness, right? Ye who are standing, bow your heads. Because the idea here is there's like a city, and the bride or the bridegroom, we can say, right, the king is coming in. And in the king coming in, the one who goes before is saying, hey, open up the gates, you know, the king of glory is coming in. And so the question back and forth is almost like when they open up the gates, well, who is it? I mean, who is this king of glory? You know, so this is back and forth right here. So now that when it becomes clear who this king of glory is, right, the princes who are standing in a humble way, you know, they humble themselves as before, you know, the presence of the king comes through. You know what I'm saying? you know, they bow their heads. They still are standing because they're the princes. They're the, like you say, the holy warriors, you know, the good soldiers, right? So they're standing at attention, you know, but as the procession passes of the King of Glory, like through the gates, you know, they bow their heads. They humble themselves. That's why it says, Lord Eternal. Then the priests come forward in the Naphora of the Apostles, Lord Eternal. Who knows what is hidden and what is manifest? Before thee, thy people, Jah people, have bowed their heads, have humbled, you know, have humbled themselves, and to thee have subdued the stubborn hearts of their bodies. So this is speaking to each of I and I and we must subdue the stubborn hearts, the feelings and emotions, right? The mix-up moods and attitudes, the stubborn hearts of their bodies. We're asking the eternal to look from his holy dwelling place. Look from thy worthy dwelling place. For where does he dwell? In Zion, right? Bless them, men and women. Incline thine ear to them and hearken and hear their prayer. Hear their abetuta, you know, their abets, you know, their old father. Confirm them with the strength of thy right hand. Help them and protect them from evil affliction. Be a guardian both to their bodies and to their souls, and increase to them both men and women thy faith and the fear, or the reverence, the respect of thy name, through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee, with him, and with the Holy Spirit, the Isle Irid, be glory and dominion both now and to the ages of ages. Amen. Amen. So now it makes more sense. You know, God looked at that and said, wait, I said, why does it open ye the gates, princes? And I was thinking about the King James translation where it says, lift up your head, you know, lift up, what is it right here? Lift up, how do they translate it? Lift up your heads. Yeah, lift up your heads, O you gates. I'm like, that'll make sense. That'll make sense right there. And then I was thinking about them heart, and not mequanantos, barochin kufetu. You know, kufetu, 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 kufetu. Then it says, yezulalem de jochin ye kufetu. So it's in a different form, yikafetu, like that opening. The idea is once that command goes through, now the gates are opening, but then there's some questioning of, you know, like, who is it? You know, like, who is it? Who is coming forward? Now we recognize who it is, like almost like when this Psalm 24 goes through, right? When we recognize who it is, then we have the response of the diakon, ye who are standing, bow your heads. So I bow your heads. And the mistranslation here in verse 7 and 9 of the King James Version, this kind of convolute, where the verse is convoluted in a sense. And I think that, on a level, I think it was an innocent mistake. I think so. Because, you know, you really have to, how can I say, not everybody from the Western Gentile, you know, they can translate it, understand the words, but then there's some nuances in the words. Because here is a poem, and when you look at the Hebrew, you know, when you look at the Hebrew, se'or, right, se'or, she'arim, Ra Shekem, right? Su'ur Sha'arim, Ra Shekem. Open up the gates, you heads, you all, you, speaking directly to a multitude of heads, of rasis, right? Ra Shekem. You all rasis, Ra Shekem. Su'ur, right? Su'ur Sha'arim, Su'ur Sha'arim, Su'ur Sha'arim. Open up the gates, open up these gates. Right? And then when you look at the Psalm 24, there's that, you know, like in the next verse, it says, who is this King of Glory? Because when the command is given to open up the gates, it's basically saying that the King of Glory is coming in, you know, announce that the King is coming in. But there's obviously some among the heads of the Mequanant, the princes, or somebody is questioning, who is this King of Glory? So then you know, the response. You know, it's almost like the password. Remember that part in His Majesty's autobiography about the password? About what the password would be, and if one did not give the right answer, they belong to the enemy. You know, they do not belong, you know, to the king, in other words. So we see here there's almost like a password here. Who is this King of Glory? And the right response is that it's Yahweh. It's Jah, strong and mighty. It's Yahweh. It's Jah, mighty in battle, right? And then you almost see it kind of repeat again, where it's like, lift up the gates, O you heads, right? Su'ur Sha'arim, Ra Shekem, right? Even lift up the doors and the King of Glory shall come in. You know, then again is the question, who is this King of Glory? Now I want to say, well, why would there be this double question, right? if you over is how it is in military, there's always the double check. You know what I mean? There's always that confirmation. You know, like you give some information and they repeat it. Like, okay, just to confirm, you said alpha, beta, gamma, delta. You know, yes, alpha, beta, check, roger that. You know, copy. You know, now we copy. We copied it, but we want to confirm that. Is this what you said? You said this? You know, who is the King of Glory? You know, and maybe on the confirmation, the second response would have a little bit of the first, but then there's a change. And you see the change in verse, you know, in verse 10, where it says, who is this King of Glory? Mihu Zemelek. You know, it's me, who, you know, the me literally is who in the English sense, and then we have who is he. So it's like who, he, ze, this, melek, ha, kavod, melek, ha, kavod, right? Who is this king of kavod, or kavod, kabada, right? This kabada negus, right? Who is this, you know, king of glory? Me, who. Right? It's kind of me who, it's kind of a little pun there, because who is, and me means who, right? And the next word is who, right? Or who wa in the older, but in the more, you know, who, right? Me who he. Who he, ze, this, right? You know, when we say ze, ze, you know what I mean? Ze, right? Melek, ze melek, this king, ha, kavod. This king, the glory, or this king of the glory. And the response, Yahweh Tzebaot, right? Yahweh Tzebaot. Who? Melech. He is the king. Ha Kavod, right? Who Melech? Ha Kavod. That's the response. So to the question, Mihu Ze Melech Ha Kavod, the response is Yahweh Tzebaot. Who Melech Ha Kavod? And then you have Selah, right? Or the Selah. You know what I mean? And the Selah also, right, there's a hand sign of where, almost like in, you see it in the world in the sense where you put the hands up. It's almost like when the, in football, you put up the hands for a touchdown. It's almost like that sign, like that U, that high sign. You know what I mean? The Selah, you know, put up the hands. You know, put your hands up. You got the announcing. You know, Mihu, you know, who is he? You know, Mihu. Mihu Zemelek HaKavod. You know, who is this King of Glory? Right? Yahweh Tzebaot. Who Melek HaKavod? Right? Mihu Zemelek HaKavod. Right? Kedemawi HaLeselasi. Who Melek HaKavod? Who Melek? He. Who? Melek. Who Melek HaKavod? Right? He is the Melek HaKavod. Right? So, don't say you never know who the Melek HaKavod is. Right? Now you got to know who the Melek HaKavod is. You got it? You got it. Good? Good. Shabbat Shalom.
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 Yes, yes, yes. A Shabbat Shalom.
Padamawi. Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
help. Yes, I. Le Olam. Yes, I.
Striving for better, and we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Discouraged.
fighting to gain, it will be over.
Shua, Shibuto, a strong, a good seven to come. Yes, sir. Ishim.